They're thinking, what?
Yeah.
He thinks you look like the guy, his neighbor looks like a D and B's.
No, I was thinking Beth Ann's word and bag.
Yeah.
That is a good hat.
Yeah, but who keeps theirs in a bag?
The hat is functional.
I don't
Not only
it.
Stylish.
Yeah.
The hat true. Is the main purpose of the hat, of the do rag.
If I had to carry mine, I would carry it in a nice bag, though. I would get me a very nice bag. I don't care how effeminate it would make me appear.
Uh-huh.
If I had to carry my D in a bag, I would, I'm thinking about D bag.
Right.
I would get a nice purse. I'm going to say
a nice coach purse.
Yes.
Homo.
Okay, go ahead. Say that. I'm telling you,
not red velvet.
I'd go red velvet.
I might get like the type of case that back in high school that the band members would put their trumpets in.
An instrument case.
That had the velvet
a
inside
hard case.
It.
With the letters spelling out D on the side of it.
Perhaps a flute case.
D-O-U.
Well, maybe for you a flute. I think for me, you know, maybe more like an oboe.
And remember, someone who plays the big brass instrument is a tromboner. That's not funny.
Well, you know, these do-rags have a function.
Yes.
They're to keep the hair together under the helmet.
I thought it was to make the women come running.
Well, protect your do. Well, watch out.
That also works.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here comes the traffic department.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey. You know, I got to tell you, the company you work for, they pretty much suck.
Yes.
Well, you giving us some kind of bulletin here?
That's
Hold on. Well, someone should call the breaking news line. We've got a bulletin. Okay.
They pulled a plug on WQSR this morning in Baltimore.
Oh, I heard about that. Listen.
And you know what? It sucks.
And they
suck.
Breaking news. Okay.
And I'm glad you guys still have your job because these bits you talk with Roni, the retarded woman.
Makes you laugh.
Well, that's good.
All right.
Well,
Rose,
at least there was one positive out of the phone call.
So yes, like the breaking news. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Yeah, I wasn't even going to discuss that. That's I got a call from somebody inside that radio station that I hipped Rob to it right before it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The station in Baltimore, the Infinity Station WQSR.
Yeah, what they do now?
They made it Jack FM.
That's the wave of the future.
And from what I've heard of it, I listened, I don't know, on and off for an hour or two after I was hip to the fact that they were going to make the change.
Right.
It's not, at least at this point, it doesn't sound like a We'll Play Anything format.
Okay.
It sounds like they've got a list of about 300 records.
Mm-hmm.
I heard stuff like Shaken by Eddie Money.
Mm-hmm.
I heard You Make Love and Fun by Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. All I Need is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics. And then a new song by Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like crap.
But you see, it's
that image of Jack when it's really not. I mean, they're playing whatever essence of Jack.
It's exciting to me, though, when some radio visionary does something that no one else is doing. So on that level, it's exciting.
Very, very exciting.
So anyway, what's happening up there in Baltimore, and all of our stations in Baltimore, including the one that we're heard on, even though we're not live up there, there are shows that are live on Live 105.
They're in the same building.
HFS. Huh? They're all in the same building. It's like eight stations in the same building. So I guess in one half of the building now, you know, all these people are having to clear out their desks and stuff.
Yeah.
Although
they've got some nice music to do it, too.
I don't see why, even though I've heard that this new eclectic mix of male-oriented rock, which is what they're doing. I don't see why you got to get rid of Johnny Dark.
Right.
Yeah.
He could play Jack.
Sure,
absolutely.
Sure
he knows Jack.
He knows Jack.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
I call him Johnny.
Johnny.
How's your disc jockey?
Johnny Dark. How are you, Mr. Dark?
He's almost, what, 45, 50 now?
Oh, easily.
He's been doing it a very long time.
Yes, he has.
Experience. Very long time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Salon. Jack. Johnny D. Johnny Dark with you. Anybody remember Nirvana? The late Kurt Cobain on tragic passing by him. The drummer was Dave Grohl. Now he's with Foo Fighters. It's a Johnny Dark instant request for Babs in Timonium. It's nice to know so many nice people. Johnny Dark with you.
Way to go, Johnny.
On the new Jack FM.
Yeah.
Johnny.
You gotta like any DJ named Johnny.
Johnny Darkcliffe, who used to work, I guess used to work at the station in Baltimore, is one of the original Johnny Darks. There were two or three Johnny Darks, but he was one of the original ones.
Been doing it in Baltimore for an extremely long time.
Right. I think I mentioned, I enjoyed listening to him sometimes, the way Helm Bronson says, being commercial. You know, you turn on that station. I would hear him, you know, doing old-time radio.
Very good.
And now, what's he going to do?
So they're bringing in a whole bunch of new troops over there?
I heard no DJs.
Great.
Well, that also helps with, Mike, the old bottom line.
Yes, sir.
That's what I, at least that's what I'm just throwing out, what I heard.
When you got to trim those costs.
And, you know, who knows what I heard, if it's true or not. I just know when you hear it from a disgruntled, soon-to-be former employee, that most times the info's right on.
I think they're going to hire disc jockeys, but they're all going to be named Jack.
Jack?
Yeah. Jack Dark.
Jack Dark.
This is the ratings.
Jack Dark. Hello there, Don and Mike.
We'll have Jack for ratings.
Hello.
I just had a question for Buzz and Mike.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, dear.
Yes, is it going to be the Confused Throttle Gang or the Reverse Throttle Gang?
Yeah, funny.
You better not be near my hog, brother. Right. We'll run ye over.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I want to know who's going to play Pinky Tuscadero.
I'll be taking that role.
Yeah.
We're looking for our Pinky.
Buzz has already jumped in front of the bullet for that one.
Buzz had a helmet today, though.
Yeah.
He got a new helmet. They brought Tom and Dave brought him a helmet.
So Buzz, they brought you a fancy helmet today. You didn't have to wear a hairnet today.
Didn't have to wear a hairnet because I had my do-rag and I had a nice black helmet to wear.
I always liked Pinky Tuscadero's cousin Bleachy.
You know what I heard about her though?
What?
All they say she's just an ass.
Yeah. Bleachy Tuscadero?
Bleachy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Just a total. Total ass. Hello.
She can party, though. She can party more than her sister. I went out and partied with her once.
Who's her sister, Mike?
No, her sister is Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, yes.
But Bleachy Tuscadero is a party animal.
Really?
One weekend, I got home like 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I was wiped.
You say that to Pinky or to Bleachy?
Both.
Actually, after some bleach, aren't they both Pinky?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
After a while?
In fact, Pinky Tuscadero would be a perfect name because I think after Bleachy, it's Pinky.
Yeah, it's like one of those oxymoron things.
Yeah,
we're combining too many words here. It's like
like tie-dyed jeans.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Mm-hmm. You got chocolate. No, listen. No. You got Pinky in my. You got Pinky in my.
In my Bleachy.
My Bleachy. No, you got Bleachy in my Pinky.
Well, as they say in Asia, no Bleachy, no Pinky.
That's right.
Hello.
Right, you are.
Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, here in Sacramento, we have Bob FM.
And I'm sure it's tearing up the market. I'm sure it's tearing it up, right?
Part of the promos for Bob FM, they talk about Bob likes this and Bob likes this. And he says Bob hates corporate radio.
The creation of corporate radio.
Because it's corporate radio that's running these formats that are supposed to be playing anything. Listen, it's the new fad.
Yeah.
It's the new thing.
We'll see how it lasts.
3 or 4 months. I've said this about it. It's flavor of the month.
Sure.
Friend.
That's right.
It's the flavor of the month.
They come and go.
These radio guys. These brilliant radio guys.
They come and go, too.
Like President Hughes. What a great time we had at that party last night with President Hughes.
I really didn't expect to stay as long as we all did. it ended up being something fabulous.
Yeah.
The house was rocking.
Here's what this ratings party was like for radio station WJFK last night.
Yeah.
I told my wife when I got home, she said, what was it like? I said, it was like a work release program. It was really like if you're in jail and then they said, okay, now for 45 minutes, you're going to be able to go out and go into the real world, but don't forget, when you go out in the real world, like, you can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
We're going to be with you at all times.
You could have looked down at the floor and seen ankle bracelets on everybody.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the gold kind.
Right.
No, you're talking about the Martha kind.
That's Martha Stewart kind.
So we get to this party, and there's not only are there no disc jockeys there.
Right.
There's nobody from the programming department there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody.
Wow.
It's a bunch of salespeople who have been ordered to go to this party.
Uh-huh.
And we walked in, and I immediately sized this up. It's, oh, God, painful because I wasn't going to drink. I wanted to get home and see American Idol.
Of course.
So I'm thinking, okay, do this without alcohol. Do this without alcol. I sat down at the bar. I talked to had a Diet Coke.
Right.
Talked to the pixie hair girl. She seemed nice enough.
I like Meredith. Yeah.
And I said,
very nice.
Listen, can you help me out on something? I don't even know her name. And she said, sure. I said, but I know her from seeing her.
Right.
She's
around
enough that I say hello to her. I said, that guy right there in the red shirt, who's that?
Yeah, the guy that came up to us right when we first walked in.
She turned around and she said, oh, that's a part-timer. I said, okay. Then I said, and that guy over there, that guy in the blue shirt, who's that? She turns and goes, he's a sales liaison. Then, like the third time, I said, who's that? She said, don't you know anybody? No.
No, we don't.
No, it's impossible because there's no one here ever.
No,
right.
No, I mean, I would say, I'm here every day, you know, for 4 or 5 hours,
right.
6 hours, you know.
That should be plenty.
I see plenty of people. I mean, they walk by the window and annoy the hell out of us.
Right.
We know the people. We know the people that work here. So it was like going to a party. It was almost like going to one of those set up where you're going to speed date people because you would get to the, you got to the party.
It was a key party.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's a funny concept.
Yeah.
That's a funny concept.
It's terrific.
Can you imagine some of the keys?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I think I know what Madonna's driving.
I equated to speed dating that what I did was I tried to go around the room as fast as I could so people wouldn't think I'm a jerk face. Go around, at least say hello to everybody. Hi, glad you're here for the party. And I did that in approximately 5 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I was ready.
Oof. It's never ever been like it was last night.
So here's my dilemma.
True.
I say, okay, that's it. I got to go. I even spent time with President Hughes, which was just like pulling teeth because at one point I actually ran out of things to say to the guy. and you know, it's one of those awkward times where we've made enough small talk and he's got a drink and I've got my drink and we're, And he looks away and I look away and really, there's nothing to be said.
Right. Yeah.
He says, "Well, I really appreciate you coming by tonight." Well, you throw one hell of a spread.
And the fact that everybody was like jammed into this one corner of the restaurant.
So then I
had nothing to do with it.
I left, and then I got outside, and I saw people looking at me through the window, and I thought, "Oh no, people are going to think that I'm, you know, like I'm pissed at Hughes's wife again or something." She wasn't there. She would have livened up the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go back in, and I dive back in for another 10 minutes.
Right. For you.
And just, Buzz, now you're a butterfly at this thing.
I tried to hit as many people as possible. I don't know why. I think of myself as a gregarious guy, and I was very uncomfortable. I don't think I've ever been that uncomfortable at a station function.
It was the vibe. It was
we walked in
a setting.
It was almost like people were trying to...
What?
Ignore.